How do you speak to a girl confident? What's your chat up lines? Have you got a set thing that you do?
Chat up lines. That's a good question. I don't know. Do I have a chat up lines? I don't think I do.
Look, when you've got the cars and stuff, is that an easier target for girls? Does that actually work? Girls slipping into DMs consistently with all the shit that you post on Instagram?
Yeah, so I'll answer that question twice. First, with girls approaching me, like I have quite a big Instagram. I have like 300,000 and I've got blue tick and I've got McLarens and Lambos, all that shit. Do I get girls hitting me up on Instagram? Truthfully, not really. The odd one or two. But I mean, it depends. There's certain places in the world it happens. If I go to Dubai and I tag myself in Dubai, I start getting loads of inboxes from girls who are not in Dubai, who want to go to Dubai, hoping I will fly them to Dubai and put them in a hotel. So I'll be in Dubai and I'll get a message, oh my God, can't wait to go back to Dubai. And I'll be like, well, when are you coming? She'll go, oh, I'm in Rio. I'm just trying to find a way there, me and my two friends. Like basically just saying, fly me, please. But I'm not that guy because there's something I want to make very, very clear. After you've lived my life, the pimp, you can never go to being the customer. I can't be the customer. I can't pay for sex. I can't, like, if there's a girl who genuinely loves me, of course I'll take care of her and I'll fly her. But I'm not going to fly some random bitch I've never met and put her in a 5-star just for a bit of sex. I can't do that as a man because I don't want to ever feel pimped. I was the pimp. I can't go down. I won't enjoy that interaction. I can't do that. So I can't be a customer. So I'm a terrible sugar daddy target because unless I know you actually love me, then of course I'll take care of you. But if you're going to be like, oh, buy me this handbag, I'm like, fuck you. And it's not about the money to me. Of course I can afford it. It's just, fuck you, you don't deserve it. So a couple of times I get that kind of thing, but in general, not really. In fact, I would actually say I'm too overt on socials. I think I put a lot of girls off. When I was smaller, when I was about 40,000 followers and I just got the blue tick and I was a lot calmer, I'd get a lot more replies from DMs than now. If I DM a girl now, they'll look at my page and go, no way on God's green earth is this man going to settle down and marry me. He's just going to fucking run around and bang everything that moves. I ain't got time for it. So I think I've gone too far with the socials. Yeah. So that's that. But as for chat lines and stuff, I think women are fantastic. You know, they talk about women's intuition. It's real. Women's intuition is a real thing, man. They've evolved with it. They've evolved to sense danger. Just like we used to said earlier about humans as an animalistic, women have evolved to tell if you're a creepy weirdo. This is like, this is to preserve their life. It's a preservation strategy. Women can talk to you for a few seconds and go, something's wrong with him. He's odd. They're good at detecting things. So I don't think it's very much as much what you say as it is how you say it. And I know that's a bit cliche. But if you come across and you're genuinely confident and they can genuinely feel a vibe from you that's not creepy, you can say anything. I think you can go up to a girl and say, excuse me, sorry to interrupt to her friend, be very polite and say, I just want to say you are absolutely beautiful. And if you say that in a way that's calm and nice and cool and you come across nice, I don't want to ruin your night or nothing, but I'm going to buy you both a drink and I'll leave you alone. They're going to be, oh, okay, cool. I think you don't have to say anything fancy, right? But if you come over and you're like, oh, and you fuck it up, then you're a weirdo. So it's all about the delivery. I think that's how it kind of works.